This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is on your mind. Name of the show, because we want to know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. I'm Scott Hennon, your host. Looking forward to chatting with you today on the program. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's opened up and raring to go. Call us up at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Local number in Bismarck, Mandan, home of the legendary 550 K-Fire. 258-0550. Emails welcome always. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Take a bow, Todd.
Oh, while you, sorry, I hit the mic there. Sorry about that. You shouldn't have me following. I'm sitting right in front of the mic. Oh.
While you're looking for a text, one of our fine listeners, welcome that input as well. It's 701-226-8503.
Scott can't wait till tomorrow. I can tell you that right now.
This time tomorrow, I'll be in Frisco, Texas.
I know.
Yeah. Flying out later on this afternoon. We'll have shows tomorrow and Friday from Frisco. Saturday, too, so we're looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. 701-226-8503 on the text. By the way, when you call us, you have the option to press 1, leave us a message, share your comment, and or press 2, and then Manny will pick up the phone, and he'll say, what's on your mind? What's your name? What'd you like to talk to Scott about? You got a comment for Scott and Todd? Lay it on me. And Manny will take your calls. Manny, you can take a bow here as well. How you doing?
Done.
I want us done. Just as he took that bow.
Apparently you're not sitting too close to your mic, or I'd have heard it go thump like mine did. But
yeah. I do want to take a moment on the program today to give a shout-out, a big attaboy, a thank you to Barack Obama.
Now we have you have our attention now, just so you know.
Barack Obama deserves some credit, ladies and gentlemen. Can you? I'm going to let the listeners determine why they think that today, given what's in the news, the President Obama deserves some credit. And I think we ought to, look, whether I agree with someone or disagree with someone, when they do something that is something I agree with, a value, a contribution, I think, you know, you should be man enough to say, attaboy, way to go.
Sure.
And I'm that kind of person, okay? I am that kind of person. So I want to give the president some credit today. What do you think he deserves credit for? Please call me right now and tell me 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline what the president deserves credit for, okay?
His use of onions?
It's not his use of onions, no.
Okay. By the way, a listener's already texted me to let me know I forgot something here. Not even when it's in good context, I'm supposed to buzz you, I guess.
We do have the buzzer. Why do we have the buzzer? We have the buzzer because any day that we do not have to mention the name Barack Obama is a good day. So
you mentioned it.
I've asked Todd to just remind me when I say the name, I want to hear it. For this reason, and this is dead serious, folks, I think talk radio has become, during the Obama years, very much Obama bad, everybody else good. And that's kind of boring. It's not kind of boring, it's very boring. It's bad radio.
Oh, I'm slipping, hang on. You did say Obama again.
And so, first things first, I like local topics more than anything. Things that are happening where we live. And affect us where we live, okay? However, there are occasions when things happen on the national level that we need to know about that affect us, and so we have to talk about them. So I prefer not to. That's why the buzzer is there. It really is. But, you're going to have to use the buzzer a few times today because we're going to talk about him because he deserves some credit, okay? He deserves some credit. And we're going to talk a little bit about it today on the program. All right. Christian Bismarck. Do you know what the president deserves some credit for?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And you called about what?
Well, I was going to mention one thing I ran across watching Comedy Central, one of their nightly satirical shows. They were talking about the standoff with the rancher. And something that I was not aware of, so I was always trying to figure out, you know, what the big deal was. And they mentioned that this farmland that the ranchers are contesting was actually purchased by the U.S. government from these ranchers' families when they had issues keeping the land and their ranches going. So instead of letting the ranchers go belly up, the U.S. government bought the land up.
That's part of the story. Yeah, there's been a battle there. You're talking about this story in Oregon, and we are actually later this hour going to chat with Lars Larson, who is a radio talk show host in Oregon that has been covering this story. This was based on a conversation we had with some listeners yesterday who said, you know, you need to know the whole story here. I've done a little bit of digging on the story. I want to hear it from Lars's perspective as well. There is a long-standing battle that has been going on with a Hammond family, a 73-year-old, a gentleman, his son, 46 years old, and it is a mess. It is a real mess. It goes back a long, long time. So, actually, 1964, the Hammonds purchased the ranch. And and really, the battles with the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, started in the 70s and heated up in the 80s and 90s, and it's been ugly, ugly, ugly. And there was a fire that prompted some, you know, charges against the family. And we'll save this for the bottom of the hour. We're going to dig into it, Chris, okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll do it. Bill in Fargo, do you know what President Obama deserves some credit for?
Well, gun sales. I don't know if your listeners are aware, but the background checks have gone in 2005, $10 million. To this past year, $25 million. And a little bit too late, but Smith & Wesson stock has risen 980% since he took office. Had I only known.
Yeah, he has been, in fact, here's the headline from CNN. No right-wing source, news source, right? Obama is the best gun salesman in America. And there's stat after stat, whether it be background checks, whether it be, the concealed carry permits, whether it be actual gun sales, ammo sales. I'm telling you, friends, sales of guns and gun ownership is through the roof because of Barack Obama. So let's just be honest. The guy is a left-wing, community organizer from Chicago. Okay, that's his M.O. He is who he is. We've known that all along. Very liberal. He believes guns kill, people don't kill. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to argue about it with him because he is what he is, and he's proposed this stuff all along. What the president's doing yesterday by tearing up and saying, I'm worried about these kids. Why weren't you worried about the kids when you had a Democratic House and Senate?
If
this was so important to you, why weren't you doing it on day one? This is all politics about trying to change his legacy. But guess what, Bill? We got to thank the guy because more guns, less crime. People will be more safe because this president put forward a whole lot of really left-leaning policies on gun control that caused enough people to say, wait a minute, I need a gun. And this guy might try and put something in place that make it tougher for me to get a gun. So I'm going to go buy a gun.
Really use onions, though? I mean, do that?
I don't know.
Scott.
Did you hear that somewhere?
Oh,
you make that up?
No. It started with the first place I saw it was Drudge Report, and then after that, next thing you know, a whole bunch of different media outlets.
Heaven help us. But again, we're wasting our breath. Yes, Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you saw him that tear up yesterday. That reminded me of a Bill Clinton move, That was, if that wasn't a crocodile tear, I don't know what was. But the deal is, the reason he's on this gun control is because he's trying to change the subject because he's screwed up everything else, especially his foreign policy. So
yeah, and defending against terrorism and everything. You're right, Bill. There's a definitely that's politics. It is this. It's pure politics, and you just need to know that whether he sincerely cried or not. I'm not going there. I yearn for the day when we can believe if a president tears up, he's tearing up. You know. Whatever. Gene in Eslin? Is it Eslin? Is that where you are, Gene?
Yes. There's an article in the October 31st issue of the Tri-State Livestock that's a long story on this Oregon deal. I thought you might be interested in. Maybe you already got information on it enough.
I found a bunch of stuff yesterday and did a little digging on this, and I'm looking forward to the conversation with Lars coming up. But the magazine article you're referring to was in Tri-State
Livestock out of South Dakota. I think it's maybe Rapid City, but not positive. But it's a lengthy article on that issue. It's back in the 31st of October. It's an issue.
And what did you? What was your takeaway?
Well, it's the government trying to get their land. Its bottom line is they won't sell their land for a wilderness area or part of it. So
yeah, they want the land. Yeah, and that's unfortunate. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. Glad you called.
Question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable My Pillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow My Pillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm calling to say thank you to the president for raising the stock price on Smith & Wesson and Ruger. It's helped my portfolio out a lot. Thank you, Mr. President.
Great point.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm telling you, it's everywhere. And a lot of you got the answer. Thank you very much. Texters here. Gun salesman of the year. Thank you, President Obama. Another says gun sales. Somebody thought maybe it was because he deserves some credit for allowing another tyrant to upgrade their nuclear status. That'd be the North Korea story today, saying they successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. You don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they're saying. I was impressed with the president for not taking away the guns, but just stiffening the laws of the seller, said another. By the way, during the break, we did some very important research, and we're of the opinion Gene was not calling from Esland, even though that's what I thought that he said. Manny did, too. But rather, Esmond. I bet it's Esmond. And I don't know that we've had a call from Esmond before. So for that, we need a little applause, Todd.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we love New Towns calling the What's On Your Mind radio program. Thank you. Shout out to Esmond. If I'd known Gene was calling from Esmond, I would have said, do you know who I know in Esmond? And that would be Father Brian Bachmeyer, who actually covers Esmond and Manock both. Manock, I think we've had a call from before. But anyway, shout out to Father Brian. Good guy.
By the way, in all fairness, Jesse Flath was the first one to text through the correct answer.
All right, way to go.
He's keeping track there.
Give a shout out there. Exactly right. Do you know where Father Brian is from, by the way? Esmond, Manock? Give me another town in that neck of the woods. Real quick, Todd. First thing, suburb of Manock. Animoose, baby!
Ah, okay.
How'd that do for you? Exactly right. Say, obviously we have the cabin fever here, folks. It's only the, what is it today? The 6th of January, and we're a little punchy. So that's why I've circled on my calendar February 28th, because we're going to fill a bus to go see the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers and a whole bunch of former Sioux like Zach Parise, who scored a nice goal last night. 2 p.m. game on Sunday, February 20th. That's the best part. Get down there and back and, have a little bit of the week left. Only $229 per person because we have the spendy suite seats, premium seats in the double attack zone, and stress-free bus travel right to the front door of the XL Energy Center. Thanks to Dave Noah's Remax Realty. You want to go? I know you do. Call Marie for all the details. She's waiting to take your calls right now. She was the New York lady for all the folks that joined us on the New York trip and the Minnesota Twins lady. For those folks who joined us on the Twins Fund, we'd love it when our What's On Your Mind listeners load up and join us for a little fun. So come see the Wild with us. Call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3. Pat Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, one of my questions would be, the guns that were used in the Bakersfield, California shooting, weren't they legally bought?
Yes.
But nobody seems to mention that.
Nobody seems to mention that, Pat. Very good point. You know, the fact is that President Obama's proposals, what he's laid forward, what he put forward, would not have prevented any of all of these horrific events he mentions.
Oh, I fully understand that.
I just don't get it. I don't know, but isn't that Reporter 101? Okay, Mr. President, you mentioned Newtown and the kids, and you mentioned all these incidents. Can you connect to me what you're suggesting and how that would help that situation, which means this is just politics. Just trying to use the deaths of those children to get something that you want politically done before you leave the office.
For example, Chicago, tightest gun laws, or some of the tightest gun laws I've been told in the United States. One of the highest murder rates in the United States. His home background. But they never mention that, and that's black on black most of the time.
Exactly right. Well, let me take it one further. And some people in the audience will groan. And, Todd, if you want to groan for them, that's okay. You can groan on behalf of those that will groan when I say this. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.2 million children every single year die through abortion in this country. They're children. They're babies. Every one of us was conceived at conception and a baby, okay? And obviously, 9 months later came out a viable, living, breathing adult. And at various levels now of that, you can just say, inconvenient. Fact there, got a child, don't want it, okay?
Yep.
And this is the most pro-abortion president in the history of the United States, 1.2 million a year. How many less, bouncing babies are out there on somebody's knee? Is there anything better to hold a little baby on your knee and see the smile and the look in their eye and everything else? 1.2 a year, gone because of policies he supports. Don't throw children in my face either, and tearing up about how upset you are about the children. That's ridiculous.
You have a good day. I think we're on the same page.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I like how Pat ended that call. It's sort of like, well, you're ranting now, so I have nothing to add to what you had to say. That's okay. You're allowed to have an awkward end to my rant. Questions, comments, agree, disagree, please tell us. We call the show What's on Your Mind for a reason. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for your call, and Emily in Fargo is on it right now. Hello, Emily.
Hi. Well, I agree 100%, of course, but something that you just mentioned about the abortion of the babies, something else that people are forgetting and that the government and that the president is forgetting is also the millions of children that are made autistic by vaccinations. I watched the congressional hearings on this, and there was actually a senator whose grandson baby was made autistic immediately. They knew something was wrong after a set of vaccinations. There is a reason why the government has a immunization, you know, you get money if you're harmed by it. It's look in your phone book. It's in there in the government pages. But the reason that I was actually calling, I just wanted to say that because it's another reason that he's omitting, as well as a whole lot more, the president. But I know that I have read and heard different news articles over the years about, oh, this person saved this person's life because he or she had a gun. Okay, well, so I did a search on the number of lives saved in the U.S. By people having guns and open carry, and I tried everything. There is no governmental site that states this. Why not? Why aren't they keeping track of this? However, what I did find is important. I found an old Time magazine from June 24, 2001. It's titled, Do Guns Save Lives? And, of course, it's a liberal, and they did their namby-pamby stuff and their twistings and propaganda, but something that was in there is very interesting. A doctor at Florida State University, a noted criminologist, said that every year some, and that was back then, every year some 650,000 Americans use firearms to thwart criminal assault.
That's
12,500 a week. And he said that,
now we don't know that a criminal assault leads to a life save, but I mean, your point is well taken, Emily, an interesting stat there, because we ought to extrapolate that out. We ought to say, you know, how many times is a gun used to, you know, prevent a crime and, you know, I don't know. You probably have some statistics out there. Every time there's one of those assaults, that what percentage lead to someone being shot or a life saved? Very good, you know, larger point on your part. Don't expect any stats soon, and they would be hard to correlate. I get that. Bob in Harry, South Dakota. Henry in Fargo. Myron in Bismarck. Plus, we have Lars Larson coming up to talk about the rancher standoff in Oregon. Stay tuned, friends.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 Internet sites.
Speaking of Internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, great resource. Find out more about what's happening there, Facebook page as well, and keep on tabs of everything happening in the industry, the jobs that are out there, and what's happening in so many areas of helping communities that are impacted by oil and gas development, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and on Facebook. Also by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it, not only the parts you need, like that thingamabobber that you just can't, you don't know exactly what it's called. You come in, you find somebody like Bonnie Schlotterloff, who is at the Detroit Lake store, and you just tell her, you know, I need a thingamabobber, and she'll figure it out. Finding the part you need is her favorite thing to do. She said, if they're not sure what they want, I'm a little mechanically inclined, so I got a good idea what they're talking about. I can bring it up on the computer. We'll keep digging until we figure it out. She just does it. Is that great or what? And like many of the folks, Heedalls been there a long time, coming up on, two decades, actually. A fun company to work for, loves it waiting on people. That's the biggest thing. And they deliver to a wide area out of the Detroit Lake store as well, Monaga, Manoman, Park Rapids, Hawley as well. So, Fergus, Wolf Lake, Wadena. So they're out there a lot of places. Her first car, a 1965 Mustang, blue with a hard top. I said, you have to work on it a lot? Because they're usually car folks at Heedalls. She said, no, the thing just would go and go and go and go. Heedalls has it. Parts you need and great people, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Bob is in Harry, South Dakota on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Got to get a couple quick calls in here, and then we're going to chat with our friend Lars Larson a little bit today on the program about that standoff between ranchers and the feds in Oregon that we talked about yesterday. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir. You guys seem to have a pretty good time this morning criticizing President Barack Obama for his executive orders for better gun background checks. And I think it's really a disgrace to the families that have lost children, siblings, or whatever from these mass gun shootings. And you guys have a hell of a time this morning just laughing at the whole thing off. I think it's terrible. We're a civilized society. I'm a gun owner. I hunt and whatever. But by golly, if you can't get in line here with some kind of program to get rid of the guns from these crazy people that are doing all this damage to our society, there's something the matter with you. You shouldn't even be on the air.
Well, what would you do?
And one more thing.
What would you do, Bob? Just let's have a quick conversation here about what you'd do. Because we know the fact is that his proposals would not have prevented any of the events he mentioned.
So how do you know?
Because so there,
it's just like going in a bar and having an extra drink, and a guy goes home and kills somebody, like in my family.
No, the gun show loophole, for instance. None of these guns were purchased at gun shows. So, but let's set all that aside. What would you do? What would be the first thing you do that you think would best prevent one of these from happening? What's a common sense loophole?
Make sure that everybody that purchases a gun is sane.
How do you do that?
With mental health.
checks? Or so you screen everybody before they can buy a gun? They got to go to a doctor and make sure that they're...
Well, you need it for a prescription.
So you should need it for a gun. Do you think that's what the Founding Fathers envisioned in the Second Amendment?
They only had muzzle loaders. They didn't have 30-round clip guns.
I understand, but do you think that's what they envisioned when they wrote that very simple, clear-cut Second Amendment?
They had no idea that the human race would come up with a weapon for killing people and not hunting.
Last question for you, Bob. It sounds like you support President Obama and obviously have a situation in your family that causes you to believe we need more gun control. Are you disappointed that the president didn't do what he's doing on day one?
Why should he? You wouldn't have any support anyway.
He had a Democratic Congress, House and Senate.
Well, there was no support. You got Wayne LaPierre out there getting a high salary, and what's he getting paid for? Lobbying.
So the head of the NRA is more powerful than the President of the United States and a Democratic House.
Absolutely, when it comes to guns.
Harry Reid, I think I know why, Bob. It's because the American people don't agree with what the president wants to do.
How do you know? 95% of the people want some kind of gun control. Background checks.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, though. If I sat down with 20 people from Harry, South Dakota, and said, what does it mean to have more of a background check?
Yeah.
And I presented your idea and said, everybody that buys a gun, have to have a mental health
check. I'm not going
to
win with you, but I got one more thing on this abortion deal. If we want to get rid of abortion, let's neuter the male of that father the child where the woman had an abortion. Then we're going to get rid of abortion.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to get far with that proposal, Bob, but I appreciate your call. And I do honestly enjoy conversations with folks that disagree. So thanks for the call. More on the gun control thing next hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us. And I'm serious about wanting a proposal. Forget Obama. He's done. He's gone. Give me something you think actually would make a difference. How would you fix it? We'll talk about that next hour. Lars Larson is one of the greatest radio talk show hosts on the face of the earth. He is broadcast regularly out of Oregon, but is heard nationwide as well. And he's my go-to guy when things are happening in Oregon, by golly. And we had some calls yesterday about this standoff and the situation in Oregon. And so we said, let's get Lars on the phone. Lars, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, but if Bob's talking about neutering me, you will take my whatever when you pry them from my cold, dead fingers.
Yeah, there you go. Now there's a visual aid.
Wow.
I got to say something about Bob's argument, though. Bob's argument is that somehow, with a Democrat majority, the NRA is so powerful with just 5 million members out of 330 million Americans or 310 million Americans that they can overpower the president and a Democrat Congress? That's just foolish, and it doesn't make any sense. The fact is the president's proposals yesterday aren't going to change a darn thing about guns. And he admitted it in the middle of the news conference. He said people keep bringing up this argument that these measures would not have stopped the last shooting or the one before that or the one before that. Well, I just reject that argument. So in other words, the president's argument is no. He's arguing like a six-year-old. Is not, is two. Is not, is two. He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
No, and he's not serious about this. This is why I think some folks are focusing on the tearing up. If he were, he'd have done it a long time ago. So it's a box to check on the way out the door. It's another shot at some more controls.
But on the subject of the militia, I tell you something, Scott. This frustrates me. I have a lot of friends who are farmers and ranchers. I hunt in eastern Oregon. I've actually been to this wildlife refuge both as an adult and when I was in high school on a biology field trip. It's a beautiful place. The militia, the Bundy Clan, has no business taking over a piece of federal property that belongs to all of us and then holding it with armed force for whatever reason. And we've been referring to them as Y'al-Qaeda because they have done what we would ordinarily call terrorism. If a person decides to take over a property using guns to hold off any police or anyone else from taking the property back, which is a property they don't own, we all own it, then that is to me nothing more than domestic terrorism. And that's exactly what it is.
So let's separate these two things out. First of all, there's a long history here of the Bundy, I'm sorry, not the Bundys, the Hammonds. The Hammonds in a fight with the BLM and Fish and Wildlife. And clearly,
and that is true.
And clearly you have a bunch of zealots that are federal bureaucrats working for these two agencies who hate the fact that they privately own some of this land that has been in their family for a long time and clearly are harassing them. It looks to me that that's the case. That having been said, I agree with you. I don't know how we get to February of 2015. Hey, we're going to take over this federal refuge and bring your guns, people. Now we're getting in trouble. But I think it's a result of what they see as this decades-long harassment. Now, if I were the Hammonds, I don't know. Is there a better recourse here?
Let's divide the two stories, because the Hammonds have said they neither want nor support the actions by the Bundys. The Bundys have their own problem because they leased federal land from the federal government for decades. And then they decided to stop paying their leases and stop following the instructions of the lessor, the government. The government manages all that land on behalf of all of us taxpayers. We all own it. You and I are as much owners of that piece of land the Bundys are on in Nevada as everyone else in America. It is public land. The government manages it for us. The government is our servant. When the government says we will lease the land, but we'll set the conditions for the lease, just as every landlord sets the conditions for what you're allowed to do with something you lease whether it's an apartment or a car or a piece of land. The Bundys decided they didn't want to pay the fees. They didn't pay the fees for 10 years, and the government finally set about to kick them off the land because you kick out deadbeats who don't pay their bills. That's the Bundys. Then you've got the Hammonds, who, as I said, do not want any part of what the Bundys are doing. And they've said so. And the local community, I just talked to a reporter there yesterday because it's 5 hours drive away from where I am. And he said most of the community doesn't want these folks in town. They see them as outsiders. The Hammonds are a very solid piece of the community. They're very well thought of. And they've had an ongoing fight for 30 or 40 years with the federal government. But they pay their lease fees and they work with the government. Now, I agree with you, Scott. I don't think the Constitution says the government can own property inside the District of Columbia. The federal government should not be the landlord in more than half of the states of Nevada, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. They shouldn't be. That land should be put in private hands or, at worst case, in the hands of the counties and the states. But until that happens, you have to deal with the federal government. Now, the federal government's under some pressures as well. Because they say, well, we're going to let anybody do anything they want on federal lands. Drill for oil, which I like. Mine, which I like. Hunt, which I like and do. But they're going to get sued by various groups as well to protect the desert tortoise or to protect the snail darter or whatever. So the government has to respond to some of that. And we're in a Democrat administration, which names the, secretary who's in charge of the cabinet department that manages the BLM. So the BLM has to, and I agree, the BLM is filled with a bunch of environmental, pro-environment people, anti-development people. I agree with that. But that's the system we have. And the solution to that is not to set fire to a piece of land. Now, there were two arsons committed by the Hammonds.
And is that the right word?
Yes, arson. It is the actual, they're saying it was done under a terrorism statute, and there are a lot of people making a big deal about the fact that this statute was written in 06 to deal with terrorism. Well, it was. RICO was originally, the Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations Act, was written to deal with the mafia and with gangs, like racial gangs, like the criminals.
But my only deal is the reason they started this fire was called a backfire.
There were two fires. Then they were convicted on both. One was a backfire that they said they started to protect their property from a fire that was burning toward them from public land. And they did not do it under the correct procedure. They didn't call the government and say, and it was on a no burn day, by the way, because the conditions were so, and you know what it's like. You live in a part of the country where when the conditions are wrong,
you don't
set fires.
Hold that thought, if you would, Lars, and we're going to pick up on the other side of the break. Lars Larson with us, and we'll talk more about the fire and then the proceeding court battle, first in a state court and then ultimately in a federal court that put these folks back in jail, which then prompted, as Lars said, the Bundys to descend on the community and start this protest. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work. It's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace. It's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person, and that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day, and that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Frisco tomorrow and Friday. Can hardly wait. Going to be a great time. Frisco bound. Thanks, by the way, to our sponsors that include the Brickhouse Grill in Dickinson, RDO Equipment, Gate City Bank, JW Kitchens, Dave's West Fork Tire and Service, Dakota Medical Foundation, and the Impact Foundation, Shields, Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Muscatel Subaru, First International Bank and Trust. Frisco tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, broadcast right here. All right, we're continuing our conversation with Lars Larson, who's a great radio talk show host, talking about the situation in his backyard there in Oregon, and specifically who's right in this particular case. You were telling us before the break about the fire. The fire is where, yep, you know, this really got the Hammonds in a world of trouble, and they were brought to court, exonerated completely, judge threw it out of court, five, 6 years ago, something like that. And then federal charges were brought by a Obama administration, district attorney, U.S. attorney in Oregon, and ultimately they were convicted, and now they're back in jail. That brought the Bundys back in town. Are they in the wrong on the fire, in your mind?
I think they're in the wrong for two reasons. There were two fires. One was set as a backfire, as you say, but without the proper permissions. And you know that in your town, if you decide to set a fire, like to burn an old building down, you can do it. But if you don't do it legally, you're going to be in trouble. The second fire, though, I believe this is actually the first fire. The first fire they were charged with was to cover up apparent poaching. The Hammond family had gone out allegedly and shot a couple of deer illegally out of season, and they set the fire to cover up the evidence. And there was testimony from a number of witnesses, including one member of the Bundy family, who said the reason we set the fire was to cover up the poaching.
Now, I read a story in the Conservative Treehouse, which a lot of folks sent along to us yesterday, that has a long sort of timeline of this whole saga for this poor family and their battle with the feds. And the story of the court case is the one that really confused me the most. I mean, same facts in a state court thrown out. Nothing there. In a federal court, just a long nightmare, and supposedly, the judge and the U.S. attorney and everybody there just, really treating the Hammonds poorly here. What do you know of that particular case, and did they have an attorney, for crying out loud?
Well, the proper jurisdiction for this is the federal government because it involved federal land. But if they had been charged with arson two, and it appears the facts would indicate an arson two, in the state of Oregon, the penalty for that is 5 years and 10 months. Under the federal statute, the mandatory minimum penalty is 5 years for this kind of arson. The trial court judge heard the defendant's argument that they thought 5 years was unconstitutionally cruel and unusual. He said, I buy that argument. I'll give one of you 90 days and the other one a year. The government appealed that sentencing. And a lot of people have raised double jeopardy. They weren't convicted twice. That would be double jeopardy. They were resentenced. And Scott, you and I both know that sentences are appealed and amended hundreds, thousands of times in America every single year, where a sentence is either pushed up or pushed down, one direction or the other. It doesn't often get pushed up, but in this case, it was pushed up because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a crazy court, I'll grant you, said, we believe the trial court judge was wrong and that 5 years is not unconstitutionally cruel and unusual.
So they're getting some time behind bars for this. Is that fair? I mean, that's what's brought the Bundys to town, right, to try and use
the peril. Bundys came to town, I think, to piggyback their lost cause of being deadbeats in Nevada onto the popular cause of the Hammonds. And I think they were absolutely wrong to do it. And they're wrong to invade a piece of property that we all own and take by force. And then demand, they weren't even sure what their demands were the first couple of days. And then they said, okay, we're not leaving until the federal government hands all of these lands back to the people of the United States, which you and I both know, even if the president and the Congress got behind that whole effort, would probably take years, if not decades.
Bottom line, are the Hammonds a victim here, or are they a victim only of their own wrongdoing?
The Hammonds committed crimes. Now, have they had other beefs with the government where they're right? Yes, they have. But they also committed crimes. And the fact is, you can do all the good works in the world, but if you commit crimes, you've still committed a crime. And all the good works in the world should not, not necessarily absolve you of guilt in crimes you commit. And we see this all the time. Public officials will serve the public very well for a couple of decades. Then they break the law. When they break the law, you can't say, well, they've been really good for a couple of decades, so that should counterbalance their other criminal activities.
The harassment goes back to the 70s when the Fish and Wildlife Service and the BLM has essentially said that, grazing is detrimental to wildlife and must be reduced, and they've been harassed.
Which,
that would be my word.
Which is baloney. And we both know the science of it is that grazing is actually good for the land, good for fire suppression, good for wildlife. I could go through a litany of these things because we talk about
it. I couldn't agree anymore.
So
here's my bigger question. We only have a minute left. But should we take incidents like this to say, well, let's get serious about examining whether or not the Constitution supports the federal government having much of this land, or whether we invoke the 10th Amendment and say, let's talk about states' rights here.
Yes, let's take the land back. Let's have it handed back, preferably to private owners. Absent that, hand it back to the states and the counties who will do a much better job of managing it.
might help the Treasury a little bit. In the
it could pay off the national debt, Scott. And you know that private landowners always do a better job of managing property than the federal or even state or county governments. And I could give you thousands of examples where that's true. By the way, Scott, I want to sneak in a shout-out to my son, Brandon, who works in the oil industry out in Beach, North Dakota. So we saw him at Christmas time, and he does a great job. And he's probably out there in the North Dakota cold with a 36-inch pipe wrench right now.
There you go. Well, God bless him. He, like many, has taken advantage of the North Dakota, miracle and the energy renaissance is happening in this country, which is great. Glad to hear it, Lars. You are a great American. Great to catch up with you and appreciate you catching up with us today. Just got a text from a listener saying Trent Luce has a different story on this than Lars does. You know what? Trent's a blast. We'll get Trent on, too. I love this story. Thanks a bunch. Take care, sir.
Take care, Scott.
Talk to you soon. Back to the gun control debate, plus the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Faith, family, and freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.